It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. South Africa's newest uranium mine, the Dominion Mine in Klerksdorp, closing down. Why?
Well, Uranium One has become Uranium Gone. Uranium One is the owner of this. This was the birthplace of Uranium One. It's now listed in Canada on a Toronto exchange, listed in Johannesburg, and they've pulled up their South African anchor. They say that the price of uranium has fallen. They also say that to recapitalize the mine will cost about $2 billion, and they just haven't got the appetite for that. And so they've put it on care and maintenance, and they actually terminated the employment of 1,000 employees who went on an unregulated strike. So I think there are going to be issues from that. But it really means that Uranium One, which began here, which set up this they resuscitated what was a gold mine and started mining uranium, have pulled anchor from South Africa virtually on an operational point of view, and they've set sail for Kazakhstan and US, where they will put further funds in rather than do that in South Africa.
One of South Africa's oldest gold mines now, the ERPM mine in Boksburg, also closing down.
Yeah, well, it hasn't taken a decision yet. ERPM is an age-old mine out in Boksburg. It's been a gold mine for so long now, but it's owned by DRD Gold. DRD Gold have made it known that they're seriously deliberating the future of the underground of ERPM mine. They've had quite a lot of capital investment there. They haven't got an appetite as well for additional capital investment. They don't think that they will get the return. They've also got a rising water problem. And people who went down to measure that recently were asphyxiated and died. So there's a safety issue as well. So as far as the underground is concerned, big question mark at ERPM. They will be engaging government and they will be engaging labor, 1,600 jobs involved there. They're hoping that if there is a care and maintenance situation, if they have to put this on care and maintenance, they might be able to move some of the underground workers to their West Rand operation at Blaeford, which is actually growing, and others to Ergo down the road. Now, Ergo is the big news story for DRD Gold. The surface material at ERPM, that will still be used. So from a surface point of view, ERPM will still be active, and the Elsberg dump has got another 12 years, Kaysen dump another 6 years. They will use that material in the new Ergo plant, which is being resuscitated. They're ready to switch that on, and there they will obtain gold from the mine dumps, from the slimes dams, etc. in the area, and also possibly uranium and sulfuric acid.
Finally, Martin, 242 million rand appears to have been misappropriated from a South African mining services company, which has instituted both civil and criminal action.
Yeah, civil and criminal actions. This is Centula. Centula is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It used to be Sharag Mining. It's very big in mining services. That means it's got a lot of equipment and it does mining for other people. It's got blue chip clients like Anglo American, BHP Billiton. There's no such thing as a bad debt. But there is this big misappropriation. And they've discovered that there has been irregularities, irregular deals with regard to equipment, equipment overvaluing blatantly, equipment trade-in, cash being given for the trade-ins. And they've calculated that 242 million is missing through an undisclosed account that the management never knew about. There has been a forensic audit there on other issues by KPMG, but hardly had KPMG finished their first forensic audit when they went into the second forensic audit. This has thrown up bigger issues like the misappropriation of this funds, missing 242 million. And the chairman is Sir Sam Jonah. And he says, look, I've been around the block a few times and I've been in public life, but I've never seen such naked potential criminality and fraud at Centula. But it's a company that's strong. It's listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Its fundamentals are strong, but they are very keen to speak to one former employee particularly, and they've been unable to do that. They are not saying whether he's left the country or not, but it seems that they are unable to speak to a key employee to try and get to the bottom of this. They haven't recovered a single cent yet of this 242 million, but they've brought in the police to do an investigation, and they've got their own civil case against a former employee.
Something to watch, certainly. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He's back again with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.